Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the possible last webinar of 2019. I say possible because it's very possible that there may be a plugin release later on, which would require a little webinar to follow up on that. But this is a special thing we've done every year. So this is the third look. This is the first time we're calling it a loop back instead of a look back. And every year we take a look back at the past year, what went well, what did we want to work on, remind everybody the things that happened over the course of the year. The reason why I also do that, and I do this normally mid-December, is I also want this to be an encouragement for all of you to loop back on your own companies, on your own work, on your own year. Look back at and see what you've done, what you wish you had done, what you want to plan to do for next year. And so this is kind of our public fireside chat. Everybody gather around as we loop back on 2019, because there's actually quite a bit that happened here at WP Studio. And sometimes I even surprise myself all the stuff that happened while I was compiling some of the statistics and information for this webinar. So that's the premise for this. Again, at the end of this, I'm going to challenge all of you to loop back. So let's start off by spending just a little bit of time talking about the Voce theme, because really a big thing happened with the Voce theme. And I'm going to just put this slide up here, because version 2 came out way back in, I think it was April or May, the Voce 2 theme was out that relied heavily on the customizer for control, customization. It really tried to become more mainline with what WordPress, the direction WordPress wanted to go. The funny thing was, if you have done any theme development over the years with WordPress, gotten into the actual core developer, the core contributor information, everything up until earlier this year was go the route of the customizer to customize your themes. That's where we want to push every theme over there. And then mid-year comes along, and the concept of a future-looking WordPress theme is changing. The customizer, yes, is a heavy place to go, but it may not be the best place because of the amount of JavaScript that has to handle the customizer. Now, let me put it this way. How many of you currently use a theme, whether it's Voce 2 or GeneratePress or Astra or any of these themes that make a lot of use of the customizer? If you do, or and again, maybe I'll put it this way. If you don't use a theme like that, and you were to use a theme and you go to the customizer, it can sometimes take a while to load the customizer for you to edit the page, because the way the customizer is built, everything needs time to, like, you have to process all the JavaScript. And so once it's loaded, sure, it's great. You can kind of jump in and out. Everything's already working because it's JavaScript. Therefore, it's all loaded onto your browser. But it's that delay that as more and more themes add in features, functionality, customization, and whatnot. And the other thing with the Voce 2 theme, it really tried to focus on the four elements of a theme that should never be in a plugin. Things like typography, spacing, layout, those type of design elements. And so that's why each of the sections in the Voce theme, whether it's the header area, the content area, all these other things, that's what the Voce 2 theme was. And I'll get to the honest reaction in just a moment. Version 1 was mainly a rewrite optimization year. I have been hesitant to release the big version one update, partly because some of the way the WordPress loop handles template hierarchy has changed. Yes, it was a little over a year ago that they introduced the singular.php template. That changed the way how WordPress was able to process which template is used for which location. Now, part of the reason why Voce One theme has that loop.php file that has that very custom programmatic method of making it really fast to figure out which template it should use. So it's not so much using template hierarchy, it's using a custom programmed loop. Then it fits with, you could still use parts of the template hierarchy, but the loop in the Voce theme one makes it so much faster. And the reason why that was built was basically because certain elements in the concept of the template hierarchy didn't exist, like singular.php, the way you had certain archive fallbacks. Well, now we have that in WordPress. And I think one of my struggles this year in development is, do we reinvent the wheel or keep the reinvented wheel going when core elements that are being rolled into core WordPress handle it possibly better? I don't even know if that makes sense. So I looked at Voce 1 and Voce 2, and I had to, this is the honest reaction time, I had to come back to the point. Voce 1 theme was really one of the fastest themes that has existed in the WordPress repository. I've tested theme after theme after theme after theme. And for the most part, the original Voce theme was a speed demon. Voce 2 was faster than other themes that had heavy use of the customizer, yet Voce 2 was slightly slower than Voce 1. So going into 2020, I may actually put it up to the community of voting to LTS one of these versions. And when I say LTS, long-term support, meaning I won't continue to develop on one of them, but I will make sure any security or elements that change or break with WordPress are fixed. And I have a feeling, just because of what many people use, the original Voce theme is maybe the direction we will continue to build on. And I say that because going forward, if we stick with WordPress, the theme must, absolutely must, be a speed demon. Because as Gutenberg takes over more of WordPress, it's going to present a slower site, and therefore we must speed up every other element that we can. And if you go with a fork of WordPress or Classic Press or something else, hey, having the fastest theme out there is also a benefit. So there'll be more on this in 2020, but I did want to let you know that, you know, it's really hard for me to give an open, honest reaction of, sometimes I wonder if Voce 2 was a mistake. I like it. I like where it ended. I like where it can go. I like how easy it is to quickly tweak something. But I think some of it didn't get realized fully in the direction I wanted it to go. And time is another effort. I'm just one guy. So when you come to the end of the year, sometimes it is a good idea to analyze, is this still a good project to invest time in? And I know the Voce theme is a good thing to invest time in. I've just got to figure out, and maybe it's going to be up to the community, which one do you use? Which one do you not use? So I hope that makes sense. There'll be some emails coming out as well as some blog posts that are coming out. And I'll talk a little bit more about blog posts and other things because that's a big change for 2020. All right. Enough about the themes. Let's talk about plugins. It was actually a big year for plugins at WP Studio. I went back, checked all the dates of releases and everything. And we had 6 plugins released this year. Backup Studio, Form Studio, both released in the last 2 months. Approval Studio actually released in the beginning of January. There was a beta that went out in December, but January Approval Studio went out. The Control Studio user roles, the add-on for Control Studio went out. The WordPress Studio framework went out also in the past 2 months or in the past month. And then you know what I found? As I was going through GitHub, checking all the commits and the number of code lines and everything else, I found a finished plugin I never released. So, sometime in the next week, you will all get Studio Docs. It is a forked documentation plugin. It can also be used as a support documentation, a way to organize roles. It can also be used as writing a book with a table of contents. There's some cool things you can do with it. But I forked an old documentation plugin that had been out of date. It had a lot of PHP errors. It had some other things that had issues. Crystal, if you go to, actually, I can't really, can somebody just tell Crystal to click on the link at the top of the chat room? Because I believe that connects. She may need to refresh. Okay. So yes, the Studio Docs plugin is also powering the new documentation area of WP Studio. And we kind of, you kind of saw some of that during the webinar that talks about the WordPress Studio framework, the WPSF. So yes, within the next week and a half, you will all get the release of Studio Docs. There's some really cool things you can do. There's some neat drag and drops so that those of you who like write a lot and want to reorganize, maybe you have a whole bunch of ways that you do your FAQs for your clients, but maybe if you need to change what document goes with which subtitle and other things. So that's all happened in 2019. But it wasn't just launching new plugins. It wasn't just, okay, Backup Studio, and there's a huge update to Backup Studio coming. I don't know if I can get it out before the end of the year. But the new Backup Studio, I briefly during the dev camp talked to you about some of the options that are coming, additional locations. Form Studio came out. Over the next year, you're going to see that there's more add-ons that are coming that get integrated with a simple checkbox. And then there's a kind of a rewrite part of, sorry, when I say rewrite, I'm meaning optimization where I go in and I rewrite a whole bunch of the code to make it more efficient in Control Studio because the user roles actually introduced a weird bug. That didn't show up for everybody, but it did show up for enough people that if you gave different people admin menu changes, they would like stack like tree trunks And it was like a treed system rather than a vertical list. And that's one of the weirdest things I've seen. And I think I've got the fix coming, but that's coming. So let's also talk about what also happened. Because in 2019, there were SEO Studio updates. We actually had some mandatory updates because Google and others during 2019 change the length of description, meta descriptions that they allowed in their search results. So we had to go through and do that. Security Studio saw some updates on the type of password free options as well as blacklist and whitelist domain options. Loop Studio had a bit of a stumble of an update, but then we fixed it, and then there's one or two other variants. But over the past month, Loop Studio has seen a number of updates that provided saved queries, as well as better templating, and really knocked out a whole bunch of the bugs that existed that were just annoying, not for everybody, but in certain situations, you would open up a bug. And so that's one of the things that when I got into creating plugins and working with this, I never thought I would run into, because most of the plugins when I first started WP Studio, they were more basic in terms of concept of what I wanted to do. And so there was only a few variations, but then you get something like Loop Studio that gives you the entire gamut of the WP query arguments that you can combine, remove, add different things, that we would see weird bugs showing up only if somebody did a category in and selected this certain post type and did it. It was one of those ones that unless people are, lots and lots of people are testing, we're not going to find those. And luckily we do have a bunch of people testing and we are finding them. So that's good. So going forward in 2020, this is kind of our plugin direction focus. There really is starting to form a core suite of plugins for WP Studio. And they revolve around Loop Studio, Security Studio, SEO Studio, Backup Studio, and Form Studio. Each of these has the ability to be your core elements on any WordPress site. Because if you needed to, you know, Loop Studio can control any of your content output, how you would put it. Security Studio handles your security of your login. SEO is your SEO. Backup is moving your site as well as providing the peace of mind security. And Form Studio is building any type of form and small purchases or small entries. Or collection of data. So beyond that, you can then, basically every site would need something like that. And that's kind of as I looked at, okay, the core bundle, let's focus on those, get some more regular updates or at least regular training, regular documentation, regular tutorials on our core bundles so that they can become more and more useful to everybody. But there are, as Google likes to call them, their moonshots. These are things that I have code working on. They're nowhere near a full plugin, but I've got code. I'm trying things. You may even see occasionally implementations of it. But I still believe there is a role for Promo Studio. It's the idea of having a trackable system that it has promotional either banners, not banners, but modal windows or top bottom bars on sites that can be used as well as tracked and integrated with other resources. These are things that maybe you would use or most clients would use. Again, I've always got the dream of trying to create the webinar studio. It almost came together this past year, but right at the beginning of January, it was finally announced. There were some rumblings, but I don't know how many of you ever used YouTube, or it was Hangouts Live. So Hangouts Live allowed anybody to not have to have a system that compressed video, and it did it all yourself straight from your camera or your, and allowed you to share your screen and do all these other things. And that would have been perfect. So Webinar Studio could have been built on top of that. You could have also had evergreen stuff and replayed stuff and chat conversation, blah, whatever. But they did away with that. Now, if you want to use YouTube Live, if you didn't know this, sure, you could use YouTube Live for a camera. But if you want to share your screen, nope, you have to load up some pre-processing system like an OBS system or an encoder system to upload your screen, because YouTube Live got rid of screen sharing without additional systems. And that doesn't make it easy for anybody. And so without the use of making it easy, I'm holding off on Webinar Studio because I think something will come in the days as browsers get more and more powerful. And then one of the things that I feel is missing from the core bundle of WP Studio plugins, and that is caching optimization. But here's where my wrestle happens when I start looking at this or evaluating or starting sketching out or doing a mind map of what things could be. Caching and optimization can mean anything from static HTML pages, like you take a WordPress site and you export out static pages and deliver the static pages rather than the WordPress pages. So that's one concept. The other one is to go the route of auto-optimize, or auto-optimize, however you say it, and async JavaScript. Basically, where you just scrunch everything down, minimize everything, and then minimize all the images and try to do all that. Well, that's a beast, because when you do all that, sometimes that doesn't work on every server. And then other optimizations is some of what Control Studio already does, and that's turning off certain things in WordPress. So in this whole idea of caching and optimization, there are some days where I'm like, all right, perfect. We need a plugin for that. It won't be too difficult to develop a base concept. Then there are other days where I say, you know what? This is a perfect fit to integrate into Control Studio. So just add another section that Control Studio would handle the optimization. But there is a code base in my GitHub that is working on a solution. The solution is nowhere near ready to already even talk about. But these are moonshots that every once in a while, if my brain needs a break, I may fire up GitHub, look at some of the code and look at Todoist and my log files and say, let's play around with this for a bit. And then there's another mystery project. I don't want to even announce that yet, partly because I haven't found anybody else who's doing a plugin that does what I envision this mystery could do. But just letting you know that I'm always on the hunt for solutions for when freelancers or business owners say, I wish WordPress could do X. And so if any of you in the community ever get that urge to go, you know what, I wish WordPress did this, let me know. Now, I might know of a plugin that handles that, or I might be able to point you in a direction, or I might say, you know, that's a really good idea. Tell me more, because that might be the next moonshot idea. So that's plugins. That's kind of what has happened this past year, what part of my focus is on going forward. But one of the main reasons we started this whole adventure together was training. So I took a look back over the past year. There was a webinar every 3.4 days. That's a lot of webinars. that's a lot of time required to come up with the training, test the training, think about how we're going to present it, create the test site, break the test site, fix the test site in order in just like 3 minutes before the webinar begins. And so we had 107 training webinars, which means now the library has 318 training sessions, which is pretty awesome that it has grown pretty steadily, that we have been averaging, well, we've been averaging over 100 webinars every single year. So that's not bad considering we've got all those other plugins. So I wanted to share the direction of 2020's training topics. And there's like two pages of these. So as I said, when I was talking about the plugins, this coming year, there's a whole bunch of series, all the digging deeper into the studio. These are the series of studio plugin webinars that will become more regular, where we are going to be doing training on plugins that are in the toolbox as part of your WP Studio membership. We'll be diving into that. We will be using them. We won't just be, this is how you use it. My goal with digging deeper is to say, all right, we need to create a funnel page. So let's use SEO Studio to create a funnel. How do we do that? Going through and building. All right, so we are going to be creating a multi-form over multiple pages that individuals must fill out in order to be accepted into a certain program or a membership. So we'll use Form Studio to go through all of that and build that step by step. That's kind of what digging deeper into the studio is about. As we keep growing with WordPress, it is going to be important that we start learning how to work with and through the REST API. Now, during the first year of WP Studio, and the last few years at iThemes, I did spend a bit of time talking about the JSON file and how we can fetch a JSON file and how we can interpret it and export it and create it into an array and display stuff from it. This is an extension of that, because if we start to say, all right, I understand how to, if we can work with the REST API, we could have a site where in a client's website, we can be able to pull information back and forth. We can post them. We can reformat content. We can have basically a headless site for a client where their website is only basically an HTML, PHP website. No database behind it, because all the content will be fetched from a remote WordPress site that doesn't have a front end, no theme on it. Just has the database using the REST API. So there's a lot of cool things that we'll be able to do with that in 2020. Other things, boosting WordPress performance. So this is everything from optimization. Lots of people want stuff on practicality of setting up CDNs. And that's one of the things I will be venturing into, all the different areas of WordPress performance. Then the area that I think anybody who has built a larger site for either clients or yourself, and that is building beyond WordPress search. WordPress search itself is a disaster at times because it's not very helpful what it returns. So we'll be looking over the course of the year, multiple different search options, search plugins, search systems, and how we can build something that makes it easier for clients. Fonts, fonts, and fonts. We need to have a bunch of styled webinars dealing with fonts, how to use it, how to choose fonts. I mean, some of us are skilled designers. Some of us have color palettes like me, where You look at me and really wonder if I am blind. Well, I think I have found some solutions for those of us who have my sense of color, how to find matching fonts, things that work, how to match up certain types of colors that work with headers and content areas, and how to build basically like-minded systems so that our sites look better. Then we also have a number of webinars focused on WordPress maintenance management. And you'll also see below that server management and solutions. So last few days ago, WP Studio server basically freaked out. It's a little out of date in terms of it's an older server, needs some updating. I had to increase some of the elements in the server, increase RAM and some resources that went with the server. And so I took notes during the whole time of what do we do when we've got to update a server. And so now we'll have a step-by-step list on what to do for updating servers, how to do it, what is more important, is there an order? Do we need to take care of the RAM first, or can we upgrade MySQL actual server first? Or do we need to do something else before that? How do we do that? When is it time to look for a new host? And if we do look for a new host, how do we do that? So all of those things, whether it's WordPress maintenance, how to do your updates, what's a proper way of maintaining the integrity of your WordPress site. So we're going to be spending some server, WordPress, maintenance, and which I think is going to be very helpful for everybody because most of us already have clients. And so we're not going to be building sites for every one of our clients. Sometimes we're just maintaining and improving the viability of our clients' setups. And then there's the new series called Build It Live. This is kind of, I'm taking a different approach to 2 years ago. We did this like WordPress Out Loud, where we would do these Insta webinars because somebody in the community would say, hey, how do you do this blue section on this one website? And we would pop up a little webinar and I would demonstrate how to create a certain menu blue hue drop-down system. The Build It Live is kind of like that, but it is really going to be a all-inclusive how-to with the example, create certain types of functions, elements, areas of sites. I've got a whole list of example websites that we're going to build on. But hopefully this will give people creative ideas when they're having to design and build with your own clients. And it keeps going. These are all webinars that I've got planned out in my workflowy outlining system. Fixing common WordPress errors. I think two or three webinars in that. Search engine optimization. And there's several targeted things like keyword research, campaign development, funnel creation. Each one of those will be independent webinars. Designing with CSS. This is advanced CSS class. I do have an opinion that why use an image when you can do it with CSS? A, because it's going to always be faster, and it's easier to change things going forward. Toolbox in-depth, the tools for the freelancers. There's been a lot of requests that have come into my email box that says, hey, can you deal a little bit more with this tool that you use? How do you use this editor? How do you use Trello for working with your clients? And so we'll be dealing with that, kind of uncovering the pro tips of how to use certain tools that are out there. And then business development, we're going to pick a bunch of these up. We started the year strong with a bunch of business development advanced kind of MBA classes. We're going to pick some of those up again, get back into the finances, project management, project planning, marketing, from a business perspective. Then uncovering the diamonds is going to be, each year I try and pick a different title for looking at unknown plugins or finding unknown plugins or finding the new plugins that are coming that you should be aware of. And then, as always, one of the reasons, or one of the main reasons I started WP Studio, was I saw a need for those people who work with clients with WordPress as part of their framework. So we need to spend some time cultivating clients. Now, I use the term cultivating clients as this series, this webinar series, because cultivating a client is both your current clients and future clients. It's all about what you do to cultivate them. And so we'll look at, because that also includes finding and keeping clients, finding and training clients, locating clients, and educating clients. Those are all types of things. So that's what a whole bunch of the 2020 training topics do look like. But we're still looping back to 2019, and there were a few other things that happened. And I just wanted to highlight two other major things that happened at WP Studio. We did have the live event in DC back in April. It was a blast. I know that there were more people who had planned to come. Some people had to drop out, but there were six of us, and seven at one point, six, that I think had a great time in DC. We had training in a really nice office area. We were able to walk to the cherry blossoms. We took a walk out to some of the museums. And it was just an enjoyable time. It wasn't too cold, so that was a nice event. If that is something that people are still interested in doing another live event, an in-person event, I have some ideas. It will be different than the DC one, but I'd love to hear, and maybe what we may do is put up a shared calendar option where people can vote on timeframes. And if that is something that people will do, and again, it also depends on how many people would be willing to do something or attend an event like this, and that would impact when and even where it might happen. And then something I have been working on for a long time, I have had like four or five iterations of what I wanted to do. And basically last month, I unveiled to you all the GPL Sharebox. I haven't been able to spend much time talking to you all about the GPL Sharebox. But if you're logged into your account at WP Studio and you go over to the account dropdown, you will see Toolbox and you will see GPL Sharebox. The Sharebox, it takes the licensing of the GPL license that understands once a license is given and code is distributed, anyone can share that code. We are not sharing the licenses. We're sharing the code so that you can try out systems, you can try out plugins, you can try out themes before you have to plunk down a large amount of money, because some of the things that are being shared in the share box are expensive plugins. When you start to add all the add-ons, there are many more coming. But I put this together because of two purposes. One, allowing you all to test things. Because what's the point of having a client who says, I want this solution, and you look around and you see a premium plugin, you're like, all right, I'll get it. You buy it, and it doesn't do what you needed it to do. And then you have to go through the hassle of trying to convince the person you bought it from hey, can I get a refund? And there are many out there who will not give you the refund because, oh, it's a digital product. And so therefore you downloaded it, you own it, we're going to keep your money. So I want to eliminate that. The other reason is some of you have had very old clients, not old in terms of their age. They've just been with you for a long time. And yes, Merry Christmas, Paul. Enjoy your daughter and granddaughters. Many of you have clients that have been with you for a while. They're on sites that you built a long time ago with premium products that at the time were the tools you used with, you work with. You have since, as the developer, moved on. You no longer use those tools. But the client no longer has the money to pay for a complete rebuild of the website. So you have to keep the site current. Now, sure, you could let the old license lapse and just not update, but what if a security fix comes on? Do you really feel like, oh, I've got to go rebuy this plugin or theme just to get a security fix? Well, the GPL share box is there to say, listen, you already licensed that site to that plugin or that theme. What you're paying for in the GPL world is support. That's what you're paying for, not the code. So the GPL share box is also there for those of you who have those one or two off sites that, you know, I just want to make sure that they're secure because they're on my server. But I don't want to have to pay for memberships that I only use this one outdated tool. Every day, or it's almost every day, the GPL share box gets either plugins or themes updated or added to, and that whole thing is logged on Slack. So you can just jump over to Slack. Now, let me just quick ask the question. How many of you have never been to the GPL share box yet? Part of me wondered if I should even ask that question. Has everybody been there? Because some of you may not even know what I'm talking about. Okay, bear with me one. I'm going to share the screen. Because I just want you to see one thing with this. Let me drag this over here. Give me a second. I'm going to change the screen share. Okay, you're here on your site. Go to the GPL share box from the account. And you get a really cool table system. The reason why I'm showing you this is you're going to see things that were updated within the past week in green, things that were updated today in this orange. You can easily download the file or visit the developer site if you're like, hey, I want to buy Admin Columns Pro, so just point me to it. These are not affiliate links right now. But the other thing is, you might be sitting there and going, you know what? I really wonder what you have. I want to test out some Beaver Builder stuff. So use the search. You'll see it works really well, cycles down, and it handles everything with Beaver Builder. Now, you might be wondering why Beaver shows up Astra. Well, in Astra's description, it talks about how it works with Beaver Builder. But this way you have all these items. You can look through your Elementor. Or what about if you want toolset? Here's the entire toolset group. What about if you want admin columns, Metabox, all the add-ons. Now, I have another section that I need to add here because currently, right now, the best way to handle this, if you, let's say you already have Metabox blocks, you have an older version, and you want to download the new version to test it out. If you are using Chris Jean's easy plugin and theme upgrade plugin, then all you have to do is download this new one and upload it to your site, and it overwrites and it does properly. My dream in the future is possibly to write a little tool that you can install the WP Studio Sharebox plugin, and it will auto install off here. If I do that, I probably will become a hated person in the WordPress world. Because then you might as well just all come to WP Studio, get everything for free in the WordPress world. But I do this. This is a benefit for the membership. All right, let me change the share screen. But I wanted you to all see how that works. There we are. Let me go back here. So that's the share box. And I think going forward, that's going to be a huge tool for this reason. When we do certain webinars going forward in 2020, and we're going to be looking at a plugin, I can say you can test that plugin from the GPL share box, and we can link to it. So for most of us, we are single entity freelance companies, small businesses. We don't have the huge funding budgets that allow us to go buy and test out five different plugin options. So that's why the GPL Sharebox exists, so that you all can test things without having the financial burden on you. Because once you know it's going to work for a client, we all know that we're going to build a client for that. And so therefore the financial risk is non-existent because you know that's what you're going to build a client for. And then you go to the client, buy the thing, and you have your own license, and you don't need to use the Sharebox for that plugin anymore. And the other thing, if you go to that GPL Sharebox, you'll see a whole bunch of the other plugins I just haven't had time to upload and process. But I have basically all the Easy Digital Download stuff, many of the WooCommerce stuff. That's in 2020, I'll be sharing a lot more of the e-commerce stuff, the Restrict Content Pro stuff, a lot of these premium plugins that I know a number of us at least want to play around with, test before we try, before we buy. And that is hopefully I see as a major gift or help I can give everyone in the community at WP Studio. So that's what's going forward in 2020. I think there's a place for many people, many more people than are currently members of WP Studio. There's a place for you if you want a really solid theme. There's a place for you if you want good plugins to provide solutions for you or your clients. There's a place if you just want to be a part of a community of developers that want to talk in the private Slack channel. There are days that the Slack channel only has one or two posts. There are other days where there's just a lot of content that if somebody misses a day, they come back and every single one of the rooms seems like they have information. But in 2020, that's part of my focus, is to make sure everybody feels like they have a place in WP Studio. So that's the conversation about what happened in 2019. I'm excited about what will transpire in 2020 because, you know, there were some things that happened in 2019 that I didn't see at the beginning. I did not see us getting to a backup and form plugin. I did not see us putting out the GPL share box. All of these things happened during the course of 2019, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens in 2020. And I hope you all are too. And I also like to take this opportunity at the end of these kind of loop back webinars is to thank all of you. Because without you being a part of the community, spending your time on webinars, in Slack, and investing your time into WP Studio, none of this would be possible, and I wouldn't be able to spend time with you all. I wouldn't be able to build these plugins, and I wouldn't be able to build these training sessions. It really is all of you that make this possible. So thank you, and I hope for those of you who are heading off or celebrating the holidays in whatever way you celebrate them, I hope you enjoy that. Stay tuned for just a few emails that will come out over the course of the next 2 weeks that will let you know about Studio Docs and when we'll do a webinar on it. But I hope you have enjoyed 2019. I've enjoyed it with you, and I look forward to what the next year brings both to you and to WP Studio. Take care, everybody, and have a great holiday and a great rest of the day.